சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சார்ய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சார்ய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம்.
பேஜ் 162 உபதேச சாஹஸ்ரி வேர்ட் 41.
நான் ஜோதிஷா காரியம் ரவேராத்ம பிரகாசனே ஸ்வபோதான்ய போதஸ்யாத்ம பிரகாசனே.
ஆஃப்டர் டாக்கிங் அபவுட் ஆத்மஸ்வரூபம், த நேச்சர் ஆஃப் தி செல்ஃப், நவ் சங்கராச்சாரியா என்டரிங் அனதர் டாபிக் known as Atma Swarupa Gnanam. Gnanam means knowledge. Atma Swarupa means the nature of Atman. Just knowing the Atma Swarupam is not sufficient, but one has to get the knowledge of that Atma Swarupam. What is the meaning of getting the knowledge of Atma Swarupam? That Atma, whatever I have understood, that Atma is myself. That is called Atma Jnanam. Knowledge about the self, and that self happens to be myself. That is called Atma Jnanam. Atma Swarupa Jnanam will not give moksha, but Atma Jnanam gives moksha. Atma is so and so, its nature is like this. That is Atma Swarupa Jnanam, like any knowledge of anything in the world. It is another type of knowledge. But Shastra says, don't stop with that understanding of Atma nature. You have to continue further study to know about that Atma is yourself. Atma Swarupam, what I have understood, I have to understand that Atma is myself. In the last class I said, what is the process of knowing the Atma? What is the process of getting Atma Jnanam? But it is not a process exactly. There is no process involved. A method, a technique to attaining that Atman I am, claiming or owning up the Atman. That alone we are seeing. How one should know that Atma? This Atma need not be proved by any other thing externally. That Atma happens to be myself. Now this is whole thing is owning up process. How to own up? He says in this 41st verse, he gives an example. The Surya, self-luminous sun, need not be illumined by any other light. No other light can illumine the sun, because sun is self-luminous. When is the self-luminous sun? All the time. Sada ravehe ravehe atma prakashane. Here atma prakashane means the shining, you know, luminosity of the ravi sun. Here atma means not sachidananda atma. Ravehe atma prakash. The sun has its own luminosity. The sun, its luminosity, its shining nature. That is called Atma goes to Ravi. Ravi means Surya. Ravihi Atma Prakashane. To illumine the sun, Anyena Jyotisha Na Karyam. We should not try to bring any light to illumine the sun. How foolish it is. Na Anyena Jyotisha. No other light we have to use. We need not use. Na karyam, that type of foolish job don't do, even though we are doing knowingly. But to illumine the sun, we never do that. Similarly, svabodhat na anya bodha iccha bodhasya atma prakashane. Bodhasya atma prakashane means for the illumination of the consciousness. Here bodha means consciousness or chaitanya. Chaitanya prakashane. Here bodha prakashane, bodhasya prakashane, atma prakashane ityartha. Here it is not reflexive pronoun. Bodhasya atma prakashane, the consciousness for its illumination. Svabodha anyat anya bodhaha iccha na svabodha. Other than itself, the consciousness doesn't require any other consciousness. Suppose you require another consciousness to know the one consciousness, then first that consciousness to know another consciousness you required. First consciousness to know, to recognize, suppose you require another consciousness, what will happen? By second consciousness, I have understood first consciousness. Then second consciousness can be known by which consciousness? Then third consciousness. Then third consciousness known by what? Fourth consciousness. Anavastha dosha, infinite regression will come. Endless. That type of inquiry one should not do. Anya bodha iccha, the necessity of another consciousness is not required, because consciousness is self-luminous, self-revealing, just as a sun. Up to here we saw in the last class. Now, verse 42, next page 163, verse number 42.
Natasyaivanyatopeksham swarupam yasya yadbhavet prakashantardrishyona prakasho hyasti kaschana.
Highly technical, important verses. He says here, the Atma is self-revealing. It doesn't require any second entity to reveal Atma, he said, because of its self-evident capacity. To know, suppose you say, I want to know Atma, that to talk about the existence of some object, I should know that object exists. So I have to give existence to that object. How can I give existence? If I know that object only, I can talk about the existence of any object. I cannot talk about any object, its existence, without knowing. So to know that object, I have to be aware of that object. What he wants to say in this, making something as knowing object, I have to aware of it first. I have to be aware of it, its existence. When the object is known only, I can say it is existing. When object is known only, I can say it is existent. Then it becomes a known object. It becomes a known object. To talk about the existence of object, I must know that object. Number one. If I say I know this object, to talk about the existence of object, I know that object. To know that object, I have to know that it is existent. Atma doesn't come under an existent object outside. That's why you cannot know the Atma. Atma cannot be known. That awareness of that object. When object is known, then alone you can talk about the existence of that object. So aware of that object means I have to see that object as an object. An object. Atma never comes under an object. Therefore I cannot see the Atma. Then how do I know the Atma is existent? In the world, normally, adi irukku, idu irukku, adi irukku. To talk about the existence of object, our normal parlance, we say, all knows, I know that, I know that. Either in future I may know that. That's why every of our experience is this objectification. In this Atma subject also, what we do in with regard to Atma also, we try same manner. If I don't know that Atma, it is an object of knowing, then how can I know that Atma is existent? How can I say Atma is there? Atma asti iti katham vaktum shakyate. You are telling you cannot know that Atma. If I do not know that Atma, I cannot accept the existence of that Atma. Then you are telling Atma is there. Atma is there to say I must know that Atma. Then only I can accept that existence. Then Shastra says, even though Atma is not known as an object, even though Atma is not known by you as an object, you have to accept the existence of that Atma. How Shastra is forcing us. Even though you cannot know that Atma as an object, you have to accept the its existence. Therefore, he says, in the case of Atma, you need not know that Atma, because the result of knowing, suppose I know this clip. The result of knowing is the clip. Anything I know, the result of knowing, object is this, 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 I can say. With regard to Atma, the result of knowing, that means its existence, Atma's existence, the result of knowing, that is yourself. That result of knowing is yourself, the subject. Therefore, it need not be known. So, its existence, which means, even without knowing the Atma, the existence of Atma is already evident. Even without knowing the Atma outside, that existence of Atma is already evident. Because I, the individual, Lakshartha I, happens to be the Atma. Therefore, it is already proved. That's why Triputi we have negated in the last class. Triputi we have negated. You cannot know Atma, because even before knowing process begins, even before knowing process, suppose you want to know the Atma, imagine, suppose you want to know the Atma, even before the process of knowing begins, Atma is evident. Who is starting that process? I, the Atma only. Therefore, existence of Atma is evident even before the operation of any pramana. To know the Atma even before the operation of any pramana, Atma is evident. That's what he says here. Look into the verse 42. Na tasya eva, first line, you'll see, yatu yasya swarupam, yatu yasya swarupam bhavet. Whatever is the nature of that entity, a thing for that, whatever is the nature of its own nature, yatu yasya swarupam bhavet. Tasya anyat, tasya anyatopeksha, anyataha apeksha. Other external support is not required. Anya apeksha eva na bhavati. Bhavati to be supplied. Atma cannot be known. To see one light, another light is not required. If you understand this example, to know the sweetness of the sugar, how do you know the sweetness of the sugar? You put sugar in mouth, you understand the sweetness of the sugar. It is its nature. It's its nature. To know the light, you don't require another light. Like that here also, suppose anyone says, through any pramanams you cannot know the Atma, through any other means you cannot know the Atma, through Anatma you cannot know the Atma. We have ruled out. Now the person may ask, okay, Atma alone knowing everything, Atma alone is knowing everything, Atma alone is revealing everything. As it is illumining everything, it illumines itself. Why can't you say, அப்படி சொல்லலாமே தன்னை தானே. Why Atma cannot illumine itself? I want to know the Atma, it has to be illumined. No object can illumine the Atma, it is self-luminous, you said. Why can't I say Atma is illumined by itself? Atma is illumining itself, like sun illumining the sun. அப்படி சொல்லலாமே என்ன? Sun illumining the sun. Sun need not illumine the sun. Sun need not illumine the sun. Why? Because yatu yasya swarupam bhavet anya apeksha na asti. When the light is its swarupam, it is evident. It need not be illumined by itself. Now tube light has to illumine by tube light. Sun has to illumine by sunlight. Think. Sun has to illumine by sunlight. Further thinking. Minute, finer thinking. Suppose sunlight, sun requires, sun illumines by sunlight. Before that, sun was not evident in earth. This clip is evident for me because of light. Because of light. Before switching on the light, the room was dark. Before the switching on the light, clip was not evident. To be evident one object because of something, before it was not evident, now it is evident. Now it is evident. Puriyadho? In the dark room, now the clip is evident because of light. That means what? Before switching on the light, clip was not evident. What is the condition, revelation or evidence? In the condition, before it must not be evident, later it is evident. But then normally we will talk about it. Before it was not evident, முன்னாடி தெரியாது, இப்போ தெரியாது. எனக்கு ஒண்ணு தெரியறதுன்னு சொல்லணும்னா அது முன்னாடி தெரியாமல் இருந்திருக்கணும். அப்படிதான் எனக்கு இப்ப தெரியறது சொல்லணும் இல்லையா? அப்படி தெரியாமல் இருந்திருக்கணும். கிளிப்பு முன்னாடி தெரியாது, அப்புறம் தெரியறது. நிறைய விஷயங்கள் என்ன, முன்னாடி தெரியாது, அப்புறம் தெரியும். பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் சம் பிரமாணம். அது மாதிரி ஆத்மா ஆல்சோ இட் இஸ் இல்லூமின்டு பை ஆத்மான்னு முன்னாடி ஆத்மா தெரியாமல் இருந்திருக்கணும். சன் இஸ் இல்லூம். எக்ஸாம்பிள் பார்க்கணும். ஃபர்ஸ்ட் சன் இஸ் இல்லூமின்ட் பை த சன் அனு சொன்னான்னா, அந்த சன் டு சன் இல்லூமினிங் த சன் இல்லூமினிங்க்கு முன்னாடி illavana irkanum. Have you ever seen that sun is not illumining sometime? Sun is not illumined so and so time. After some time, sun illumines the sun. அப்படி சொல்லலாம். ஒருவேளை சன் இல்லியூமின் பண்ணாமல் இருந்தாதானே இல்லியூமின் பண்ணும் அப்படி சொல்ல முடியும். Which and which time date sun was not illumined? Sun is illumined by the sun அப்படி சொன்னா ஏதோ ஒரு டைம்ல இல்லியூமின் ஆகாமல் இருந்திருக்கணும் சன். அப்பதான் சன் கேன் இல்லியூமின் த சன். அந்த மாதிரி சிச்சுவேஷனே வராது. சன் was not illumined, later sun was illumined by the sun and சொல்ல முடியுமா? அப்படியும் சொல்லக்கூடாது. Because sun is always illumining. Therefore it need not illumine itself. Like that, Atma knows itself. Atma is self-evident whenever we say, Atma is knowing itself. Atma is evident and sun illumines itself. ஆத்மா இல்லியூமின்ஸ் இட்செல்ஃப். அது மாதிரி இருக்கும். ஆத்மா எப்ப தெரியாமல் இருக்குன்னா இட் இஸ் எவர் எவிடென்ட். இட் இஸ் எவர் எவிடென்ட். நவ் லுக் இன் டு த ஸ்லோகா. எது எஸ்ய ஸ்வரூபம் பவேத், வாட் எவர் பி த ஸ்வரூபம் ஆஃப் தட் என்டிட்டி, தட் ஸ்வரூபம் நீட் நாட் பி ரிவீல்டு பை எனிதிங் எல்ஸ். தட் ஸ்வரூபம், தட் ஸ்வரூபம் மீன்ஸ் இட்ஸ் நேச்சர். Light is its nature. Sunlight is the sun's nature. Atma is consciousness, is its nature. It need not be revealed by anything. Further, he is going to give the example later. Then second line we see, Prakashaha kaschana prakashantara drishyaha na asti. Prakashaha, the light. The light, bright light, prakashaha kaschana, some light, prakashaha anyantara prakash, prakashantara drishyaha. Light is known by another light. Prakashantara drishyaha means known by another light. Light is known by another light. Na asti. Prakashaha, prakashantara drishyaha na asti. One light is not known by other light. One light need not be known by the other light. Why? Light is self-luminous, evident. Before the other light is coming to make this light evident, already this light is evident. For that Surya example we saw. Similarly, Atma also is self-evident. It need not require any other. Either it is need not reveal by itself also. It is self-evident and Atma is known by Atma. Atma is known by Atma. Suppose Atma is known by Atma, அதுக்கு முன்னாடி ஆத்மா தெரியாமல் இருந்திருக்கணும். அப்படிதானே ஆத்மா நோன் பை ஆத்மான்னு சொல்லணும்னு முன்னாடி தெரியாமல் இருந்தது ஆத்மா. இப்போ ஆத்மா வந்து ஆத்மாவினாலே தெரியறது. என்ன தெரியாமல் இருந்த போதான் எனக்கு தெரியும் அப்படி சொல்ல முடியும். முன்னாடி தெரியாமல் இருந்திருக்கணும், அப்புறம்தான் தெரியறதுன்னு வரும். வாட் டைம் யூ ஆர் நாட் அவேர் ஆஃப் தட் ஐ எம் கான்சியஸ்னஸ், ஆல் த டைம் யூ ஆர் அவேர் ஆஃப் தட்ஸ் வை ஆத்மா இஸ் செல்ஃப் எவிடென்ட். Atma need not be known. Atma doesn't know itself. That is the answer. To see one light, another light is not required. Similarly, Atma cannot be known by another Atma. Atma cannot be known by another Anatma. That is ruled out already. Atma cannot know by the Atma also. Now the next shloka, 43, same the topic continuation for other clarification. கொஞ்சம் டஃப் இது இல்லை, டெக்னிக்கல் டேர்ம்ஸ் கொஞ்சம் டஃப்பாக இருக்கும். பட் யூ ஷூ கோ ஆன் லிசனிங், யூ கேன் ஃபாலோ, யூ கேன் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட். வ்யக்தி ஸ்யாத் அப்ரகாஷஸ்ய ப்ர prakashatma samagamat. Prakashasvarta karyasyat. Iti mithyavachohyatah. Now look at the second line first. Prakashaha tu artha karyaha. Sun illumining the world or sun illumining the object. Whenever we say sun is not doing the job of illumination. Sun, Suryaha, illumining the world. Is sun illumining the world? Is any job he is doing willfully? Any plan is there? No plan, no will, no change. Sun illumining the earth. What job sun is doing? No job at all, no work. So, arkaha karyaha prakashaha. The prakashatva, prakashaha tu arka karyaha syat. If you say so, that statement is vachaha mithya iti. It is wrong statement. Because sun never illumines the earth. Sun is not doing the job of illumination, illumining the any object. You know this topic already. In the presence of sun, everything is illumining. Everything is evident. In the presence of sun, sannidhi matrena, everything is illumining. But we use the word sun is illumining, as though he is sitting and planning and illumining the earth. It's not like that. Arka karya, arka means surya. Karya means job of sun. It is the work done by the sun. Prakashaha tu arka karya. The Lord sun is illumining the earth. Mithya vachaha. This is a wrong statement. You should not say like that. Similarly, prakashatma samagamat aprakashasya vyaktihi syad. The illumination of the non-luminous, the illumination of the non-luminous, prakashaha, that word, aprakashasya prakashatma samagamat. Aprakashasya means non-luminous one. Aprakashasya, of that non-luminous entity, how it is illumined? Prakashasya prakashatma samagamat. Prakashaha eva atma swarupam yasyaha bhava yasya bhavati. Prakashatma samagamat. Because of this, prakasha means consciousness, atma, vyaktihi syat, but aprakashasya. Now this is jadam. All objects are jadam. They are all known by the consciousness. Aprakashasya prakashatma samagamat vyaktihi syat. It manifests. It manifests. Because of that, atma, the consciousness, whose nature is prakasha swarupam, consciousness is, it is self-luminous. Prakashatma samagamat, I see this clip. It is revealed. It is jadam. Clip can reveal itself. Clip cannot reveal itself. Clip is jadam. Clip cannot know by itself because it is jadam. Clip has to be revealed by something else. Can one clip revealed by another clip? In the clip vandhi, in the clip moolama, in the clip theriyaradhi. Solla mudiyuma? Because of one clip, I am knowing this clip now. No. Because aprakasham, jadavastu, non-luminous entity can be illumined by the luminous, self-luminous entity, the Atma. That way, prakashatma samagamat, aprakashasya vyaktihi bhavati. It becomes illumined. Now this clip is known to the carpet where you are sitting, or this clip is known to you? Known to you only. Carpet cannot know the clip. Why? That is also aprakasham. Aprakasham means what? Non-luminous. Non-luminous carpet cannot illumine the non-luminous clip. Non-luminous carpet cannot illumine the non-luminous clip. Why? Both are non-luminous. Aprakasham. So, to reveal one non-luminous one, to reveal that, to make it evident, the luminous entity only can talk about the non-luminous entity's existence. That is called prakashatma samagama. It is non-luminous, I am self-luminous. I am self-luminous, therefore, I am not jadam, I am chetanam. The jada clip is illumined by me. Prakashatma samagama aprakashasya viktihi. Now you know this clip or not? All of you are looking at the clip. All of you know this clip or not? Clip is there. You are knowing the clip. You know the existence of the clip. How do you know the clip existence? Because the non-luminous clip is illumined by you, the consciousness. Prakashatma samagama. Samagama means your thought pervades the clip, consciousness pervades the clip, then aprakashasya vyaktihi bhavati. Vyaktihi means manifestation. Vyaktihi means abhivyaktihi, manifestation. Second line is example. Suppose you say that is evident by itself, no? In the second line he says, prakashaha tu arka karyahana. You should not say, now, second point is, the non-luminous entity is illumined by me. This illumination is a job I have done with a plan. It's not a plan. In my presence, it is evident. Therefore, we cannot say Atma is revealing everything. Revealing, is it a job done by the Atma? Why? You cannot say it is revealing. Atma is illumining the world. We use the word illumining, illuminator, illuminator of the world, objects, and illuminator. Is it doing the job of illumination? Illumining every object? Because Atma happens to be nishkriyaha, kriya rahitaha. It is actionless. It cannot reveal anything. Nishkriyatvat. Atma never do any kriya, job of revealing, illumining. It is not a job. If you say, just as Surya illumining the earth, just as illumining the earth is a wrong statement, here also, non-luminous object is illumined by the luminous, self-luminous consciousness. This is also a job of this consciousness, chunna. Mithya vachaha eva. That is also mithya only. That statement also mithya only. This is the meaning of this shloka. So the visibility of an extra point, the invisibility of an object, later it is visible. It is visible. To say, before the visibility, it must be invisible. I can talk about the invisibility of an object when it has entertaining the invisibility before. Now the clip is visible for all of you. Before I am showing the clip, it was invisible. So the visibility is also, you can talk only when it entertains the status of invisibility previously. Otherwise, you cannot talk about the visibility. Similarly, sun also visible when he is visible enough. All the time he is visible, but you are not able to see earth is moving. Because it is always prakasha, parupaha. So, sun is visible, sun is rising, we say. sun is rising, konjam mele varara. But we are using that word, sun is rising, sun is setting. Sun is neither rising nor setting. Similarly, Atma is visible, perceptible. People say, Nan Atma ni paathen. Atma visible. People are sitting in samadhi. Atma cannot be known by anything. Therefore, better to sit in samadhi. Atma reveal itself. Atma reveal itself. Atma know itself when you sit in samadhi. That means in samadhi only it reveals itself. Before samadhi, it was not known. Another artha. In samadhi, 8 o'clock I got Atma darshanam. Before 8 o'clock, there was no Atma revelation. Indirectly you are accepting Atma is a particular time it is revealed in samadhi. Therefore such statements are mithya. Because Atma is self-revealed all the time. In spite of that, people are not recognizing that Atma. That is called Ascharyam, wonder. Next verse.
Yato bhutva bhaved yachche. Tasya tatkaryam ishyate. Svarupatvadabhutvanam prakashojayate ravehem. Same idea, further he explained. Ravehe prakashaha na jayate. The sun, light, prakashaha is not born. Even though you are saying sunrise, yesterday night there was no sunlight. Now sunlight has come, born. Ravehe prakashaha jayate. Really, that is wrong statement. Surya prakasha never born. It has never come. It has not arrived. It has never arrived. Why? Swarupat abhutva. Because previously abhutva, nayam bhutva, bhavitana bhuyaha, that sloka you have to remember, Bhagavad Gita, second chapter. Ajo nityas shashvatoyam puranaha na hanyate hanyamane sharire. Abhutva, swarupat abhutva, ravehi prakashaha na jayate. Minnadi Ravi Prakasha was not there. Ippo Ravi Prakasha has come. Ravi and Surya. Surya Prakasha. Sunlight has come. Madras Vandachalon. When we are coming in the train, Chennai has come. You are sitting in the train near the Basin Bridge. Always there signal you won't get. So you sit long time and people look at that. Chennai has come. Chennai has come. Madras vandhaachu. Chennai vandhaachu. Chennai varuma train vandhaachu. Train la varum. Chennai varadu. Chennai vara mudiyadu. Adhe maadhiri sunrise. Previously sun was in setting condition, now only rising. Ella brahma. Abhutva. Prakashat abhutva. Previously abhutva means illamal. Purvam prakasham illamal, ippo prakasham undagindrathu enna. Ippo varadhu enna? Ippo varadhu enna minnadi illaya? Nama kannukku theriyala. But it was there. In other countries, sunlight is there. In our country only sunlight is not there. In another country, sunlight is there. Sun is always bright. Sun is never dark. Sun is never dark. Every time bright only. Ravehe swarupatvat abhutva na prakashaha na jayate. Without, by leaving his nature, prakasham abhutva, illamal poi ippu prakasham vandadana. Appadina nadakkad. Example puriyadhu illiyo? Example puriyadhu. Adhe maadhiridha Atma also. What is that first line? Yathu
ஃபர்ஸ்ட் லைன், யது யஸ்ய காரியம் யது அபூத்வா யதஹ பவேத். யது அபூத்வா, யது மீன்ஸ் விச்எவர் என்டிட்டி, அபூத்வா வித்தவுட் ஹேவிங் இட்ஸ் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் பை நான் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ், யதஹ பவேத், ஃப்ரம் விச் இட் பிகம்ஸ், ஃப்ரம் விச் இட் கம்ஸ், which is not there now, later it comes by something. Tat tasya karyam bhavati. Suppose ornament was not there. Yat abhutva. Ornament abhutva, ornament golden chain was not there before. Yat abhutva. There was no chain. Yataha, yataha jayate. Yataha nan. First லைன்ல ஃபர்ஸ்ட் வேர்ட் யதோ பூத்வா இஸ் தேர். ஹவு டு ஸ்பிளிட்? யதஹா அபூத்வா, யதஹா ஃப்ரம் விச் இட் கம்ஸ் பவேத். பவேத் மீன்ஸ் ஃப்ரம் கோல்ட் செயின் ஹாஸ் கம். பிஃபோர் செயின் வாஸ் நாட் தேர். எத அபூத்வா யதஹா பவேத், ஃப்ரம் கோல்ட் இட் ஹாஸ் கம். தேர்ஃபோர் ஆர்னமெண்ட் கேன் பி கால்ட் ஆஸ் ப்ராடக்ட். Ornament can be called as product. Product of what? Gold. 100 marks. Product of gold. Why? That ornament was not there. Because of gold, it has come. Therefore, ornament is the karyam of that gold. Of that gold. Clear? அதே சென்டென்ஸ் பாருங்க, எவ்வளவு கஷ்டமா இருக்கும் பாக்குறதுக்கு. எது அபூத்வா யதா பவேத், எது இல்லாமல் எதனால வருகின்றதோ, எது இல்லாமல் எதனால உண்டாகின்றதோ அது அதனுடைய காரியம். அது அதனுடைய காரியம், எது உண்டாகின்றதோ, தட் ப்ராடக்ட் இஸ் த இஃபெக்ட் ஆஃப் தட் காஸ். Ornament was not there, later it has come from gold, therefore ornament is the product of that gold. Gold will be karanam. Karyam ishyate, tat karyam ishyate. That is why we use the word. Previously there was a darkness, in the night there is a darkness, because of sun only light has come. So ravehe அபூத்வா, பிரகாஷ அபூத்வா ரவேஹே ஜாயதே, பிரகாஷ ஜாயதே சொல்றோம். ஆமா சொல்றோம், ஆனால் ஹவு மச், ஹவு ஃபார் இட் இஸ் எ ரைட் ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட் நான் திங்க் பண்ணணும். இப்போ தட் இஸ் வாட் த ஜாப் யூ ஹாவ் டு டூ. எஸ்டர்டே தெர் வாஸ் நோ லைட், நவ் ஐ காட் லைட், தெர் ஃபோர் தி லைட் ஹேஸ் கம் ஃப்ரம் வேர்? சூர்யா. ஸோ சூர்யா அலோன் இஸ் த காரணம் ஃபார் த light which was not there few hours before. So Surya is the karanam of light, light is the karyam, correct dane? But really speaking, Surya has not done anything. Adhe madri atma also. Now look into the 45. Satta matre prakashasya, பிரகாஷஸ்ய ஆதித்யாதி கர்த்தா இஷ்யதே. பிரகாஷஸ்ய ஆஃப் திஸ் சன்லைட், ஹூ இஸ் த காஸ் ஆஃப் தி சன்லைட்? பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் சன்லைட் சூர்யா, த லைட் பிரைட்னஸ் இஸ் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் தட் சன். வி ஆர் டெல்லிங் வி ஆர் கோன் யூசிங் த வேர்ட்ஸ் இன் ஃபியூச்சர் ஆல்சோ. இன் ஃபியூச்சர் ஆல்சோ வி யூஸ் தட் சேம் வேர்ட்ஸ். கர்த்தா ஆதித்யாதி, ஆதித்யா ஆதிபதாத், எனி அதர் லைட். கர்த்தா இஷ்யதே, கர்த்தா மீன்ஸ் ஹீ இஸ் த இல்யூமினேட்டர், கர்த்தா. Lyu meaning job the sun is doing. Karta iti ishyate. This is happening because of what? Satta matre. By mere existence of that Surya. By its mere presence. More in the next class. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om. Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.